Enough is enough, Josh Hawley calls for sanctions on Mexican cartels. By Sean Moran on November 6, 2019. Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, said Wednesday that enough is enough and called on the U.S. government to sanction Mexican officials and cartel members complicit in trafficking meth and killing Americans. Hawley called for harsh retribution against the Mexican cartels complicit in ambushing and murdering 9 American women and children near the New Mexico border. In the wake of the attack on Americans, as well as the Mexican cartels' complicity in Missouri's meth crisis, the Missouri conservative called for the U.S. government to sanction the cartel members who are openly slaughtering American citizens. With Mexico, enough is enough. U.S. government should impose sanctions on Mexican officials, including freezing assets, who won't confront cartels, Hawley tweeted Wednesday. Cartels are flooding Missouri, with meth, trafficking children, and openly slaughtering American citizens. And Mexico looks the other way. Hawley said that just over the last 14 days, there had been over 40 drug overdoses coming from drugs across America's southern border. Hawley continued, in SWMO last 2 weeks alone, over 40 drug overdoses and multiple deaths from drugs coming across the southern border. Story is the same all over the state. Cartels increasingly call the shots in Mexico, and for our own security, we cannot allow this to continue. Hawley spent much of his August recess traveling across rural Missouri, learning what matters to the average Missourian. In an interview with Breitbart News in September, Hawley said that meth coming from Mexico is destroying local Missouri communities. Come with me to any town in the state of Missouri of any size, and I will show you communities that are drowning in meth, drowning in it. It is literally killing people, it is destroying families, it is destroying schools and whole communities, he said. Missouri is a border state, Hawley said, adding that we have to got to secure the border to stop the meth and stop the flow of illegal immigration. Hawley's remarks about the Mexican cartel attack on Americans mirrors that of President Donald Trump, who said Tuesday that the United States was ready for war against the drug cartels. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth, the president tweeted. Trump has campaigned on cracking down on violence on the southern border as well as handling the drug cartels. During an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Trump said he is very seriously thinking of designating the drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs. Senator Steve Daines, ARMO, told Breitbart News in May that he would back Trump's potential designation of the Mexican cartels as FTOs and that seizing cartel leader El Chapo's assets would build the wall and make the cartels pay for it. In a similar manner to Missouri, Daines told Breitbart News about how Montana has been ravaged by meth from Mexican cartels. Daines said that by seizing billions of El Chapo's assets, it would absolutely fulfill President Trump's promise to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. In this case, it would be a Mexican cartel paying for it would be an excellent idea. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.